November.
Oh, Michelle.
The November the 11th at 11:38 a.m. Camden Area Health Education Center, Camden, New Jersey. Joy Rozier, Director of Healthy Programs, Tony Keipel, the Senior Health Educator, and our staff, Michelle, the nurse for the ARCH program. And this is a part of New Jersey COVID-19 Storytelling Project. And this is our community conversation with Michelle, nurse for the ARCH program, which stands, and I will have her tell you what that stands for, and then I will ask her question.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Rozier. And ARCH stands for Access to Reproductive Care and HIV Services.
Okay. So, this question is directly related to the New Jersey and the coronavirus that we have, and pandemic that we have been, has presented many challenges to us the past 7, 8, 9 months. So I'm gonna ask you a question and I'd like you to answer it, and you have about 2 minutes to answer it. So in what ways did you address the challenges of COVID-19? That's part A. And then what challenges do you expect will remain post COVID-19. So in what ways did you address the challenges of COVID-19?
Okay. So are we talking about challenges with my position as the ARCH nurse?
And you can tell us about your family as well. Were there any challenges?
Okay.
Yes.
So as a ARCH nurse, the challenge was trying to wade through all of the misinformation that first came out about COVID-19 and how and what role we were to play with instituting any of the recommendations, not only for our clients, but also for the staff that we work with. So finally, when there was, you know, a true understanding of what the novel coronavirus was, and that COVID-19 was truly a threat, I was able to work with the staff and provide training on how to, you know, the importance, well, let's just say reiterate the importance of hand washing, wearing mask, social distancing, developing standard operating procedures for anyone coming in to our agency, including staff, to either work or have services provided. A personal challenge was the loss of my youngest brother to COVID-19. It was really hard to come to work every day knowing that I lost someone very precious and dear to me, and dealing with the misinformation and the lack of support from our national public health leaders was also a challenge for me, especially knowing that the leader of our country did not really give us what we were supposed to have.
Okay. So what challenges do you expect will remain post COVID-19 if we ever have we have to have a post COVID-19, but when we eventually have a post COVID-19?
If you can go back a little bit, working with the clients at our SAP site, what we have seen is that they're just as susceptible to misinformation as anyone else. And so when we ask them to wear masks and to institute social distancing, they're confused because some of them are listening to what's coming out of, you know, our national leaders, and others are listening of what's coming from our state leaders. And I foresee this being the same problem coming after the supposedly post COVID-19. I think people will believe that, you know, once it's over, there's no need for, you know, washing of hands. We don't have to do that anymore. There's no need of, you know, possibly, you know, doing social distancing or wearing a mask or anything that were protective for us during COVID-19. So even if we don't have to wear masks, and we don't have to do social distancing, there still should be washing of hands, working with individuals who are sick and letting them know that, you know, they should not, once they're sick, they shouldn't be out and about. I just find those things to be challenging.
Okay, thank you. So I have one more question. You are a frontline worker.
Yes.
And it's been very stressful. And also being in the nursing field, healthcare field, oftentimes your deeds go overlooked, or you don't always get to see the appreciation that folks have for you. So can you describe one act of kindness that was done for you since or during this COVID-19 pandemic?
When I lost my brother,
it's okay. You don't have the answer.
It's okay. When I lost my brother, my coworkers supported me during that time. And they still support. They still support me, and for me, that's so important because I don't think I could come back here every day, and do this job, if I didn't have people who understood what I was going through, and knowing that I have to go and work with clients who don't have, some of them don't have families, some of them who don't know where to go and be tested for COVID-19. Who are homeless, who don't know where their next meal is coming from. So I think that, for me, was the biggest act of kindness. And also just some of our clients coming and saying to us, thank you so much for being here while everybody else was at home.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this wasn't supposed to be as emotional. Thank you. And the Camden AHEC staff, thank you. And we love you because we're all a family, not just the second floor. Okay.